Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Friday the 13th, our very lucky day, and we'd just like to welcome you to Enter the Light. It's Lynn here, and I'm with Ryan Adragna, Jen Drake-Bakke, and Sue Fields-Dalamonte. I'm not sure if Jen's reading tonight, but I know she's got some whacked-out poetry that we're going to love. So I wondered if we had a little, if we were going to have a little discussion on fear tonight, because I'm finding that fear is closing in on a lot of people. And I just wanted to go around the panel and just take get everyone's take on the fear we're going through in the society today and how to handle it, how people can handle that. And Ryan, if you don't mind, I'll start off with you.
All right.
Don't be afraid.
Well, when I think of fear, I think of it as a duality of love. And we're here to learn about fear, and we can't appreciate love without knowing what fear is. And if I could expound upon that, we go to the Orlando nightclub shootings, we go to Hurricane Irma, we go to Las Vegas, what happened there. All those events created a lot of fear in people. And as devastating as those events were, what you have to do is, as hard as it is for me to say this, is that you have to kind of stand back from the tree and look at the forest and see all the love and humanity that comes together after these devastating events and say, oh, wow, yes, look at the love. And look at the outpouring of support and community and see how love overshadows fear. It's like the candle in the dark. You forget about the darkness and you look at the candle and say, yes, that's exactly what I need. So from a fear standpoint, yes, it is what it is. It's generally a fourth dimensional thing, but people have to look at it from the other side saying, yes, look at the love that people bring about and come together with. So that's what I've got. Thank you very much.
Like that, Ryan. I wonder if you could just take a sec. I don't know if all our listeners understand the fourth dimension. If you could just explain that a little.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah. So we exist here on the earth plane in the third dimension. And when we die, most generally speaking, we go through what people would call the light or through the tunnel. The fifth dimension is where we become light, or we go to the light and we become light. The fourth dimension is the astral plane, or where ghosts reside, where this dude from Las Vegas is now. He's now a ghost, and now in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension being the astral plane is where we sleep. That's where we go. We go to the fourth dimension, and we hang out there, and our loved ones will lower their vibrations, be it if they're on the sixth dimension, fifth dimension, or seventh dimension, whatever. They'll lower their vibrations down to the fourth dimension and meet us there. So that's kind of what the fourth dimension is. I don't want to try to interject Christianity into this discussion, but it's kind of like what the Catholics I was raised a Catholic, but it's kind of what they would call purgatory, if you will, if that would relate to some callers. But that's what the fourth dimension is. It's where all the ghosts and all the negative energies hang out. The goal for the soul is to go from the third dimension to when they transition to zoom right by the fourth dimension and go to the fifth dimension and enjoy the afterlife where Eric Matthews and everyone else is. That makes sense.
Well, I like that. So, Sue, what's your take on fear, love?
Boy, who can follow Ryan?
I know. Hard act to follow there. He's been there.
Many different fears single day. For example, ever since I can remember when I was tiny, I always, and it was because of my living situation and the way I was brought up, I had a horrible, horrible fear of not being good enough. And I realized maybe about 8 years ago, with so much help from my spiritual teacher, Sylvia Brown, I am good enough. And I don't have that fear anymore. I looked deep inside myself. I call on Mother and Father God. I call on the angels. I use all my protections. And it's hard to realize, but when people are projecting all this negativity and causing this fear in your life, it's a reflection of them. It's not really meant for you. It's them. And you have to learn to accept that it's not you and put it away. But we have so much going on, too, with the government and everything else, that people are really terrified. And I think we all just have to stand up and live in our own light and make our own path. And that's how we can face fear.
Mm-hmm. That's really good, Sue. Thanks. Jan, what do you think?
Well, I loved hearing both of their information, and I've had a lot of fear in my life. I grew up with quite a bit of fear, and I've had some pretty dramatic, fearful experiences in life, and I know a lot of people have. And so I think, and I've written poems about it, and I think, and I still do get afraid. Not as much anymore, because I've been through quite a bit of hard, intense fear stuff. And the stuff that's going on now in our world, it is scary, but it's not scaring me as much, because I have so much faith now, just through the years, and knowing about faith and knowing that we're protected. We are protected by so many beautiful beings, not only on the physical plane here in our life with our friends and our family, but in the higher dimensions. We have our guides and our angels and animals and our family and our friends and the masters and, you know, Mother, Father, God. And we are protected in a lot of ways if we allow ourselves to know that and everything. There's a lot of comfort in that. But I also, because of the traumas and stuff that I've experienced, I went through a lot of different things, and it showed me that, for me, surrender and faith are the two things that I have to have. And which, when I surrender myself to a higher power and have faith in it, then I experience the love that Ryan is talking about. And so that is what I've been working on. I still work on it. I work on it daily. It's a daily thing. And so that's mostly it. Surrender and faith for me.
Lovely. Yep. Well, you're a warrior, Jan. I've known you for a while now, and you are one heck of a warrior.
Thank you.
I just throw my little take in. Oh, you're always welcome. My take on this is like a geek take. I think of love and fear like a binary code. In a computer, everything on a computer is either 0 or 1 or a combination of thereof. And so love and fear, everything we do, it's a combination of love and fear. And you've got to balance that. We need fear. We need fear to keep us from walking in front of a bus or, you know, hanging around smelling like bacon where bears live. There's all kinds of stuff that fear does for us. But when fear gets out of balance, then the ego takes over. And the ego will lie to you and tell you that it's something that's dangerous or scary. It's very often something that maybe your spirit needs to do. So I think keeping fear in balance, I love everything you guys said. That just rings so true with me. And, yeah, if you're plagued by fear, that is, turn to your guides, turn to your angels, whatever your belief system is, just go for it. And you know, you're never alone. So fear's there, but fear makes you weak if you let it go too far. So stay strong and stand up to that fear. And as Eleanor Roosevelt said, do the thing you think you cannot do. And there you go. Jan, you have some poems, I think, for us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All righty. Let's go.
All right. So what these are, they're small little poems, and I'm just going to read them all off one after the other. And this one is called, it's the Homegirl Rap Song, and it's just one verse so far. And it goes, I'm a homegirl in the city of spins in the neon lights. I'm a homegirl in the city of compassion where we work days and nights. And this one is, only surrender. In moments of despair, all that matters is the present. Being grateful in the seconds of uncertainty and pain, there is only surrender. This one's called, I Can Change. Because I believe it, therefore it is. I can change my destiny through my beliefs. And this one is called, More Bridging. Less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming. That's a plus. More appreciation, more acceptance, more bridging for all of us. And this is called, Swirls of Words. Speak life over oneself and others, over our sisters and brothers. Color those swirls of words into peace so the anger and discontentment will cease. And this is called, I'll Meet You There. I'll meet you there so we can drink each other's colors and laugh with majestic ecstasy. And this other one is called, I'll Meet You There. So where peace and love reign on the land, no fighting, no vindictiveness, only joy where people stand hand in hand. And the last words are, we help each other by our differences along with our agreements. Every thought of peace dances throughout the universe. And the ending quote is, namaste, aloha, hallelujah, kumbaya, peace and love, blowing kisses, praise the Lord, and peace out. And that's it.
Oh, fabulous. That's wonderful. Said it before, and I'll say it again, Jan. You have a book in you, maybe several. That was beautiful. They're like little haiku poems.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. I love those. They just put butterflies in my soul. Shall we go on to our callers, guys? What do you think? I want to take, we've got a lady calling in. She contacted, I got rented lips tonight, sorry. She contacted us this afternoon, and I think we've got Heather on the line, area code 713.
Yes.
Heather,
yes.
Is that you? All right, love. You're on the air. Okay, and we know you're going through an awful lot right now, but if you could keep it down to one question for us, and we'll go through the team and see how we can help you, okay?
I've never done this before. Hello to everybody.
Hi.
Can you tell me who's around me and if they have a message for me?
Okay.
Well, I can just chime in real fast. I do see an animal right away. I'm just seeing like a big white bird here for you, Heather. And it has big wings. The wings are stretching out. And I feel like this bird, I'm pretty sure it's a dove. It looks like a really, really big dove. And I feel like you have this bird as a protection over you. So I just want you to know that you have this beautiful bird, this white, big dove of love and protection for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sue, are you able to pick anything up yet?
Yes, I did. Hi, Heather. This is Sue.
Hello. Hi, Sue.
I have a gentleman coming through. I believe it is an uncle on your father's side. That's
okay.
The impression that I'm getting. And the message that's coming through is quit beating yourself up. You are much stronger than you think you are, and stand your ground.
Okay.
You don't give yourself enough credit. You're letting other people dictate you, rule you. And he's telling you, you're good enough, you're strong enough. Stand up and be you, and don't let them do this to you.
Okay.
Does that resonate?
Makes a lot of sense. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm getting for you, Heather. So stand your ground.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Heather.
Okay. Okay. All right, Heather. I actually want to ask Sue if you can tell me what angel number 11 means, please. That's coming through, but it's definitely, that's
11.
How it's coming through. Yeah.
So number 11. Okay, let me check this real quick for you.
Thanks, Sue. And the name Mary comes in very, very immediately here. And I think, Heather, you're blocking. You definitely have spirit around you. Everybody does. You know,
yeah.
They are a thought away. And, you know, it's just faith is believing in that which you cannot see. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I'm picking up you're having a lot of trouble believing. And I'm also feeling that your grief is overwhelming you. And
yes.
You're not, it's harder for them to, you see, our vibrations have to match theirs. Basically, they got to do a lot of work to get to us. And it helps if we can raise our own vibrations to meet them halfway. And I really, please try to meditate. Go online and find, there's a million meditations and there'll be one that you'll work with and you'll love. But you need to calm yourself or it's going to be more difficult for spirit to come around. But if you can calm, they want you to look for pennies and coins dropped around you in weird places they shouldn't be. And it says here, find your inner peace. I think, I can't read the word I've written. I think it says find your own inner peace. I think that's resonating with what Sue said. Don't let people influence how you feel. You feel how you feel, and that's your thing. Hold on to that, and don't let them tell you you're doing it wrong or grieving wrong. Excuse me.
Okay.
Just, you okay? I'm wondering, how are you doing there, Sue? Did you get any?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Angel number 11 says, your thoughts are going through a cycle where they are manifesting instantly into form. You think it, and boom, it happens. Keep your thoughts positive because your thoughts are manifesting instantly into form. So if you have negative thoughts, you're going to have negativity in your life. If you have positive
yes.
thoughts, you're going to have positivity in your life.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we create our real own reality, basically. Thanks, Sue. That's awesome.
You're
and
welcome.
That's, I just felt like that was where the 11 was. I didn't think it was a date or something. And check the name Mary. See how that figures in for you, Heather, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
With that, okay. And I'm going to put you over to Ryan and see how he's doing.
Okay. Hey, Heather, I'm Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, Ryan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little different from the other ladies. I feel energies, and I can feel the chakras and all that kind of fun stuff. So all that heartburn and indigestions that's blocking your second and third chakras, you know, a lot of that's stemming from your anxiety. So I don't know about you, but last year I was eating more Tums than I cared to admit. You have to let Lynn and Sue were saying you have to let yourself go, in the fact that just stop blocking yourself your anxiety, your what you're feeling, your depression. That's how should I say it? That's self. Induced. So,
okay.
And I'm not going to try. I try so hard not to promote stuff on this show. I fail every time. And if you're not if you're into reading, pick up the book Ghosts Among Us by James Bondrod. They'll give you some tips, okay?
Okay.
But most importantly, your chakras are all connected. And the heartburn, the indigestion, all that stuff that you're experiencing down there is connected up to your sixth and seventh chakra, and you have to, whatever's going on, let it go. Know that all is well, all is as it should be. You know, you are loved very much. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You are loved very, very much. So, you know, just take a deep breath, do some meditation, and, you know, all will be well. I mean, you know, the sky's not going to fall tomorrow. So, does that help?
Okay. Well, yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
I can still feel some anxiety coming from you. So just take a deep breath.
I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I know you do, sweetie. I know you do.
I've had a lot of people that passed away. That, I mean, a lot.
Yeah, but understand that it had nothing to do with you. All these people that passed away, that was on their terms, not on your terms.
That makes me feel a lot better.
Okay.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, because I've had my mother passed away, my father, and my fiance passed away, and I feel like when my fiance passed away, I feel like it was my fault because he passed away on a motorcycle, and I feel like I found him. I feel like I didn't get to him fast. Help him.
No.
It's the 70s.
No, Heather. Heather, it was all their time. It was all their time, Heather. I passed away in a motorcycle accident 8 years ago. It was their time to go. They love you. They're with you. Just say, relax, and just know that all is well. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Heather. We've got to move on, but just stay strong. Stay with the groups that are offering you support, and do educate yourself on grief, and just learn all you can, and that will be a weapon to use against all. Like, don't get depressed. Just keep learning, and learn all you can.
Okay.
You're going to be okay, all right? All right.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Heather. Thank you for calling, and call us back. Tell us how you're doing, and
I will
talk to us soon. Okay. All right, love.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Where are we? What do you think, Jan? Is it 5:02? We've been waiting. Oh, wait a minute.
5:20.
Yeah.
Oh, 5:03.
All right, go for it.
No, 5:20. 5:20. Want me to push? Here we go.
You push the button. Yay.
Hello. Hello.
Wow. You know, this must be my day. I swear to God. I just got pulled over by the police while you guys were, I was listening to you all, and he's not going to give me a ticket. I can't believe it. And here I've been feeling so bad for myself today. And I'm just like, he said I was doing like over 10 miles an hour. I don't know where my brain is. I know I can't speed through here. I don't know where my brain is. That is so weird.
Well, some of Ryan's opening healing probably splashed onto you because you got some of that good energy.
Oh, my God. I'm grateful.
I haven't got your name, please.
Okay, Lisa?
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Okay, have you got a question for us?
Yes, please. There's a person that runs an organization, and I've been involved in it as a volunteer for the last 10 years, and it's a passion of mine, and we've started out as friends, and now, you know, the person has always run the organization, and I've always been the volunteer, but over time, things have happened, and he's done things, and I've said things at meetings that he has said, and he's called me a liar. And so anyway, what happened was I just started focusing in on my work as a volunteer and trying to just do my work and not get involved with any of the other stuff regarding the toxic stuff. Recently, he called a meeting, and he got people, like 3 or 4 people, and they agreed that my work is subpar and I need training. And the assistant has told me that he doesn't want to lose me. and that he wants me to jump through certain hoops, not his words, my words. And now I'm just kind of debating with myself if that's really what I want to do, if I should just give this up, walk away. And I'm also worried about my reputation because that guy that runs the place, he's mean enough to try and, I mean, he's already started doing it, saying my work is no good, I'm no good, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, that kind of thing, ruining my reputation. Where do you guys see all this going? Where do you see it going? Hmm. Do you see, you know, I don't know. You know,
wow.
I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the first
thing I saw was right when you were starting to talk was I saw a man, he has a dark figure, and he had his arms stretched out like bat wings, and he looked like a big bat. He looked like a big bat. I'm not kidding. And you know, I'm not trying to make fun of him or anything. I'm just saying that's what I saw. And it was kind of a dark energy. And so I feel for you. I do. I feel like he is giving you, it is kind of a negative energy, you know. But what I'm, the animal I saw is, it's an eagle. So I think you have the ability, and I will look it up real fast here, but I do think you have the ability to fly above it a little bit and get away from it. Let me see if I can find I didn't take off my contacts so that I could look at the pages here because I can't see them too well. And after this, I am going to go upstairs and take my contacts off. But, I'm sorry to take so long. I just can't see the page numbers.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Did that first image, could you relate to that a little bit? And not trying to say bad things about him. I'm just saying that's the first feeling I got about him. It was like, ooh, he really came through. Boom. So he's in your vibe. But the ego says that there's an opportunity for you that you're considering, and it would be best if you take advantage of it soon. There will be a new beginning in a positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. So detach from this and rise above, and you're able to see your life and circumstances with a much broader perspective and a greater vision. There you go. So I think with that animal, that's going to help you rise above this and get away from this person. I think that's what I'm going to leave you with. And it is definitely, I can feel the man's vibe near you, and I hope that you do some protections for yourself as well.
Okay.
So I recommend that. I'm just going to pass it on over to Sue and leave you with the eagle.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take the eagle anytime.
Hi, Lisa. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I started writing as soon as you started talking, and the messages that I'm getting that are coming through, it's time for you to branch off and start your own group. I don't know what kind of an organization it is, but the people who know you know the true you. You need to remember who you are, and Archangel Michael is coming through real clear in saying that you are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God, and you're very loved. And peace comes from love. So if you branch off and start this group on your own, people are going to follow you because they know the truth, and they know love when they see it, and they know honesty. And they know that this other guy is a real jerk.
Well, it's a radio project. It's not Blog Talk. It's like traditional radio, and I produce and host a show, and I've been doing it at that location for 10 years. And in my daytime, I do have a real job, and I don't want it to get around. You know, that guy's trying to ruin my reputation, if he hasn't already, my work reputation. I just don't want it to spill into my real, you know, I don't know. You know, I just, gosh, I just don't
You need to stand strong. The people around you know the truth, and you need to stand up and speak your truth.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I have for you, Lisa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ryan, do you have anything for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. It's Ryan calling. This is Ryan talking. Yeah, you know, I feel energies, what I can tell you is that I was waiting for my fourth chakra to kind of thump and do whatever, but it didn't do that, which means you're kind of neutral on this. You're a very strong person. Pardon the expression, but you don't take any crap from anybody. But I am picking up. I did pick up a little murmur in my second and third chakra when it comes to kind of like heartburn and stomach ache. It's like, oh my God, here we go again. Do I have to deal with this again? That type of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When it surfaces and raises its ugly head, you know, this kind of energy, I get sick and tired of being, you know, having to, you know, take the high road and.
Yeah, so follow your intuition there, okay? And, you know, when something doesn't feel right, follow your intuition, and Sue is exactly right. As a matter of fact, before we started this radio show, I did a protection prayer for all of us with Archangel Michael. He does protect you. You are protected. And you are very loved. And just know that all will be well, but follow your intuition. And, you know, you love yourself as much as you can, and forget about the guy who's trying to make a name for himself, because I'm getting the sense that you're a very humble person, but you're very strong. This guy is very egotistical, and he's going to throw daggers in your back, so just protect yourself, you know, and, you know, Don't worry about him, because he'll end up digging his own grave out of his own egotism. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Lisa, I've got just what Ryan said. I had it said in the very same thing. It's the expression hoist by his own petard. It's a bit of an old-fashioned expression, but it means he'll create his own downfall. You don't have to lift a finger. The image of trapeze comes through, and what that is meaning for me is that when a trapeze artist is performing, if they don't let go of the trapeze they're holding on to, they can't grab the next one. And don't hold on to this. You've more than shown your capability. And I get a very strong sense that this guy is a little jealous of you, that you might be a little better at your job, whatever, and he wants what you have. And what Jan said about the bat guy, I had written right down here, energy vampire. He's trying to steal your light. He hates your light. Oh, boy, yeah. His vibration is awfully low. Just don't get too near him. Don't let him drag you down to that frequency. Walk away.
Okay.
I agree with everyone else. Like, do your own thing. I think you're ready. I think you're just afraid. You're just afraid, but go for it anyway, because this guy's just going to drag you down more, and it's going to change who you are after a while. You're dealing with just another petty tyrant, jealous, and I think just walk away and get your thing going. I think you're going to be very good at what you do, okay? Sometimes things break apart so they can be put back together in a better way. So trust that breaking apart, that destruction, and know that from that something better is going to grow from it. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. All right. Call us back sometime. Let us know how it's going. We'd love to hear.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a lovely evening. All right.
Thank you.
Sorry. That was rude of me. Jan, have you got your eyes in, Jan?
Yes, I'm all set.
Alrighty. I just did 860. Is that okay with you? Ma'am? Sorry. Hi, 860.
Sure.
We're on here. Can
Hi,
you get your name, please?
It's Amala.
Good. Pamela?
It's Amala.
I'm sorry?
It's Amala.
Could you spell that, love?
It's
Amala?
A-M-L-A.
Got it. Okay. Have you got a question for us?
Yeah, I do. I'm going through a lot of changes as far as meeting people and as far as a relationship is concerned. And it's kind of snuck up on me. There's this person I'm interested in. I don't know. I just feel like as my light is getting brighter, I'm attracting a lot of people. And I kind of want to narrow it down. I want to be in a quality compliment relationship. So I'm wondering what you guys see for that.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Boy.
Yeah.
Hi, Amala.
Hi.
It's Jan. And, yep, I keep seeing a big full moon against a lot of stars at night.
Okay.
And, and there's a tree right there too. It's like a really nice whole scene. So not sure what that means right this minute, but the animal that comes through with this scene is a wolf. So that's what I'm seeing. And let's just check it out. That's a really cool scene right there with the wolf. And I turn right to it, and it says characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. And valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. And it's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust in your inner knowing, and especially when you feel misunderstood or misaligned. And,
yes.
Also, good. I'm glad that resonates for you.
Yes.
The wolf has a strong sense of family and community and social order. And they're very affectionate with their family and friends, and they rather avoid confrontations. And they are verbally expressive and non-verbally also. But they are passionate and sincere and natural-born teachers. So,
yes.
With that, I'm going to leave you with that, with the wolf.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Great.
Yeah.
And pass you over to Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. I am getting the message to live your life and have fun.
Okay.
It's not time to settle down yet. So.
Okay.
Go out, enjoy yourself,
okay,
and play. Have a great time, and you will find the right person, and you'll know as soon as they come into your life, but it's not the time yet. It's time to play around right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Go out and experience life, have fun, but let your light shine, and the right person will find that light and come to you.
Got it. Makes
and
sense.
That's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to pass you over to Ryan.
Thanks, Sue. Hi, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Hi. My phone was coming through choppy. Is your name Amala or Pamela?
It's Amala.
Oh, Amala. Amala.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name. All right. The first thing that I heard from you, the first thing that happened to me was my fourth chakra got choked up. So what that tells me, and for the people that know me, I work through my spirit team, and they call a spade a spade. So please don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what they tell me.
Yeah.
What you need to do is you need to speak your truth. I got my jaw muscles got really sore. And when you speak your truth, when you're not fake, you're going to attract the right guy, okay? And don't worry about anything else but speaking your truth, because some guy is going to look at you and say, you know what? I like you. I like your honesty. I like that. You know,
okay.
and when you don't speak your truth, you get your clenched teeth and your jaw, your muscles
yeah.
get thrown in your jaw, and you're like, you know, so just relax, speak your truth, and some guy will find that very, very, very attractive in you. And don't worry about getting cold feet, because this is kind of counterintuitive to what I'm talking about right now, but my feet got really cold. So don't be afraid to just be who you are and
yep.
speak your truth. Did that make sense?
That makes complete sense, because I'm actually going through that transition now. It's just like I speak with my heart, and when you're your authentic self, it's the best place to be, because you're being honest with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then when you call
yeah.
a spade a spade, and when you call the spade a spade, the guy is either going to be turned on or turned off by you. And when the guy is, and when he looks at you, he smiles, he sees all 32 teeth in his jaw, if he has 32 teeth. Sorry. Well, I'm from Wisconsin, so I can make that joke. you know what I'm saying? But when you are your authentic self, the guy
yeah.
is gonna know that. He's gonna pick up on it. He's gonna say, "Yeah, all right, that's cool. I like that. Thank you for being you." So
yeah.
do yourself a solid, and be yourself. Be cool, and you know, if you got cold feet, don't worry about it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So you know, just go out there, and it will happen. What you can't do is you can't fake it, because if you fake it, the universe will know.
Exactly, and that's so redundant, because that's like totally the opposite of being your authentic self. Anyway, you can't fake being your authentic self.
Yeah,
and I think
the right guy will come along for you.
In the past, I've been so blunt, and I think then I went the other direction. I never spoke up. So now I'm in between. Yeah,
well,
so that's what I'm
engaged
about, is that I'm in between when to speak up and when to be quiet. Because there are times where you need space in between the lines, you know, and that's what makes up the music. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. You be 100% who you are, be true to yourself. And like a magnet, like a north to south magnet, you will attract that guy, and you guys will live happily ever after. So that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Hi, Amala. It's Lynn talking now. And I did get a bunch of stuff for you here. Well, the one thing about speaking your truth is you can tell who is your friend, because the ones that don't like your truth will bugger off, and the ones that stick around, you can count on that, right? So I get the message here for you. Now you're meeting all these new people, and it's a chance to hone your own intuition, okay? Friends don't meet, they recognize each other. Do you know what I mean? Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
Like you'll recognize that other soul. I absolutely felt this way about this whole team and a lot of the other people I work with in this kind of work. It's just, oh, hi, there you are, right? And you'll get that feeling. And work on your intuition to find that and pick it up, because this is a really awesome opportunity for you. Trust that gut. You know, it'll tell you, and you get that weird feeling like you, or it's kind of like yuck or yum, right? And pay attention to that. And just a little spiritual visit here. I'm getting an E name. It's either like Edgar or Edward, something like that. I'm sorry. Hello.
No, I'm just listening to you. Yep. I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a male figure on your, like on your paternal side, right? Your paternal side of the family.
Yes.
And with that energy comes the number 18. So I'll leave that with you, and you can figure out what that may mean. And that's what I have for you, Amala. And I do love your name, too.
Thank you.
It was really pretty. It sounds like a lovely flowering plant or something. I'm going to go pick some Amala. You know, very pretty. Don't mind me.
No, that's sweet. So anyway, that's really sweet. My name actually means purity. That's what my name means.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, listen, we're going to move on, but I hope that helped you, Amala. And as we always say, you know, let us know how it's going if you want to call back sometime. And thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
I love you so. However, I love the energy. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We love you too. Alrighty.
Oh, awesome.
So, Jen, are you there? Right?
Yep, I sure am. I think we're going to go.
I see a spooky caller. They're anonymous. Shall we dare pick it up?
Sure.
I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Are you?
We have time. I'm not scared.
Are there someone who's been waiting longer?
Well, someone's been waiting a really long time.
Yeah, 917, I think, eh? Go.
Yeah. Should we do that
all
one?
All right. Let's do that one.
Here we go. Hello, are you there, 917?
Yes, and I'm not the spooky one.
Lovely.
Fabulous. Okay.
Who are you?
Sorry. Could we get your name, please? We're all goofy tonight. Don't mind us. Okay.
Oh, no. My name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. You sound familiar. Have you been in here before?
Yes, I have. I think the last time I spoke with you was about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I recognized your voice. Okay, lovely. It's really nice to hear from you. Did you have a question or anything you wanted to share with us?
Yes. I'm trying to make this big change in my life where I move to a different city and find a different job. And the same time that this is going on, I guess one question is, will I be able to do that, or if you have any insight on being able to do that? But I also noticed that in my current job, which I've always, I respected them, but I just feel like I'm at a dead end where I need to move on to grow. Instead of, it's like I've started feeling some animosity toward them. You know what I mean? And I don't want to bring that in. I don't want to be that person. I'm just trying to figure out what is going on. Am I turning my anger at trying to move forward and not having it happen at them? Or is this something to make me move on faster so that I'm supposed to do what I'm here on earth to do? It's like I'm trying to figure out what is all going on between my current work situation and my desire to move on. If that makes any sense to you. I'm just trying to make sense of what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Well, Jen, what do you think?
Well, Ellen, I think I do remember you, and but this dog, I don't know if I gave you a dog the last time, but this dog is coming through, and it's a German Shepherd dog. And there's also a little cat, too, that's kind of a beige-orange.
Yeah.
And do you have a cat like that?
I've had several orange cats in my lifetime. Two are in spirit, and I've got two on the sofa with me.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
No wonder. Okay.
I've never had a German Shepherd, but I once had a boxer dog.
Oh, you had a boxer? Aw. I've had several boxers.
Oh, they're wonderful dogs.
They are the best. Oh, I love them. They are the best. Anyway, well, this dog is definitely a German Shepherd, so it's showing up very clearly. So here I'm going to read it to you, and it goes, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those close to you, and give loyalty to those you love and cherish. So I'm just going to leave you with that, because that, it, you know, it says a bit that the dog is very loyal to their friend's work situation and community. So I can see why it's hard for you to think about moving quickly, you know, onto the next job. So, but I'm not going to say too much, but I do feel like there may be a transition here for you. So, and it may be very good for you. So with that, I'm just going to let you go with the dog and move on to Sue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ellen. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I am picking up that you need to make your intentions more clear of what you want. Maybe do like a pros and cons list. What's going on at your job, what you're looking for, if it's bringing it to you. We all want comfort, and you're desiring comfort, and you're not getting that at your current location. So sit down and write out exactly what it is that you want from a position and what change in location you want. Do you want to be closer to the mountains? Do you want to be closer to the ocean? Whatever it is, make your intentions crystal clear. And don't settle. Move forward. I don't think that you're going to get what you want from where you're at. But that's a decision that you have to make on your own. Down and make a list of exactly what you want and then go for it. Don't settle in life. Life is too short to settle. So you look for what's going to make you happy and what's going to make you comfortable. If you want to stay in the position for the rest of your life and not move forward and not move on, then stay where you're at. If you want to move forward and find joy, then you have to start looking. Okay. And that's
okay,
what I have.
Thank you.
I'm going to pass you on to Ryan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here comes the evil laugh. Hi, Ellen. How you doing? It's Ryan.
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay. So I'm just scanning your energy field right now. A little bit of heartburn going on, a little bit of digestive issues going on, but mainly my fourth chakra, or your heart, was kind of jacking up a little bit. I hate that. It's like, holy cow. And it's not a bad thing for you. It's just it sucks for me. And I'm going to echo what Sue says here, is that what I'm picking up is that you're not happy where you're at right now. And when you look at your heart of hearts, do an inventory of your heart, and look at what your job is, and you say to yourself, I want to make more money. I deserve it, right? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So what you need to do is to Sue and Lynn said earlier is you need to possibly do a physical move and find out what makes you happy. And that's what made my heart jump when I was listening to you guys, like, holy cow. You've worked hard. You're a hard worker. You're not fully as much as you want to be fully appreciated at work, you're not fully appreciated. So sometimes that involves a physical move. And you love the abundance. An abundance can be defined in the universe as abundance of happiness, joy, love, finances, whatever. So you appreciate that abundance, and that's what you're looking for right now. And right now, you have a lack of, which in your mind is a lack of financial abundance. So when you think of that, say, okay, you have to go to where that is, and you have free will to do that. And so that's what I would encourage you to do is, if you don't see that happening in your current situation, then go to where you can find it. And, you know, that's the beauty of the spirit world, is that everyone has free will. It doesn't matter what dimension you're mm-hmm. on in the spirit world. You have free will. And if you say, oh, okay, I can make, $30,000, $40,000 more over here, I'm going to do it. Well, then go do it. No one's stopping you. So I think you'll find your happiness there. Does that make sense?
Yes. So it's all go to make that move, it sounds like.
Because you're driven. You're driven. I can feel that you're a driven woman. I can feel your energies. And you want to break that glass ceiling. Good for you. Good for you. And, you're a very strong, dominant woman. And I think that you should follow your gut. Follow your gut and say, hey, I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm going to go to where I need to go to do what I need to do to make what I want to make. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
And I want to say,
sounds good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Ellen, it's Lynn here. Sorry, Ryan, were you done?
Yes, ma'am, I'm done.
sorry. Okay.
I was rambling on there for a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fabulous. Don't worry about it. I got a whole lot of words here down for you, Ellen. Stalled, lack of control, and I also got a really weird feeling in my throat chakra area, like it was clamping up. And I think there's a lack of communication going on. You feel unable to speak your truth about the situation to the people who could affect it. You feel... I'll just try to read my writing here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling that the situation is, forcing you to move on, but you're not sure how you feel about that? You feel like this is, you're being backed into a wall, kind of a catch-22, and if you can't speak up, things aren't going to change in your work situation? Uh-huh. And you have to ask yourself, just get to the source of the anger, because anger is really just fear manifesting, okay? It's either love
mm-hmm.
or it's fear. And you're letting fear turn into anger, but you don't need to. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You don't need to do that at all. I would open up, talk to the people who have the influence to, if you need to be promoted, if you need to move sideways in the company, whatever it is that you're not getting that you need, speak up, okay? And either way, you'll find out, well, no, you can't, or yes, you can, and you'll know what to do then. If they're not going to let you rise up, then you just go sideways and do another thing, and it'll all be meant to be, right? So, but you need to find mm-hmm. out, maybe if you want to stay, talk to them and see what they say. You never know, and you could get surprised. But something that's puzzling me here, which came up, the word fish, and for some reason there's a heavy circle around it, and I have no idea what that means. I may have to go to Jan for that. Heavily circled.
Oh, fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ooh, fish is cool. Yeah, fish. Fish in general. Well, water, you know, they're in water, and... I have to it'll take me just a second here.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. I think I've got totemitis from Jan. I'm starting to get animals, you know. Yeah, no kidding. I just haven't learned them yet. So.
That's so funny, man. Totemitis.
Oh, more stuff to do.
Well, that's cool. That's cool that you're getting totemitis, because I think everybody can see the animals eventually, you know. They do come
yep.
to us usually, you know, most of them. Most
yeah.
most mediums do see the animals. They were just the first things that I saw, you know, for me.
Oh, so
that's
neat.
The way
yeah.
I can't even, what's wrong with this? I can't get into my computer. Fish, my computer's not allowing me to
I'll tell you what,
but
Ellen, you can go ahead.
Yeah, for some reason I'm not getting, let me see if this does it. I'm not able to get into my computer for some reason. It's not allowing me to look it up.
Okay, well, do you mind looking that up then, Ellen, when you get off with us? Just go, yeah, just look for totems. There's a lot of good sites there. And find out what the fish means, because they're emphasizing this, and I have
no clue
what it means.
Oh, I got
here
it.
You
right
go.
Here. They talk about the fish meaning the intimate and life-sustaining relationship with water. And the water element connection gives fish spirit the connotation of the subconscious, emotion, healing, and purification. And for the unconscious or higher self, feelings, motives, health, intelligence, and thought processes, stretching limits, deeper awareness, fertility, birth, and rebirth, inventiveness, luck, change, the sacred feminine, and the water element. So, yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that subconscious part, because I think what you need to do is move your the stuff you're actually feeling out of your subconscious and up into your like mental living room, so to speak. I'll get it out in the open, and that fear will go away. Poof. Okay, I'm going to hope that helps.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. You've given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, and don't forget, you are very gifted psychically. We all are, but I mean, you're like, develop that, you know, because you've got it going on yourself. I think you know that, right?
I've been told that, yes. There are certain things I can feel, but I'm nowhere like you guys. I mean, you guys are great.
But we didn't start out knowing how to do this at all. Everybody had to work at it. And so just start that journey, you know, a single step and all like that. Okay?
You'll get there.
You really will. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Okay, Ellen, we're going to move on and let us know how it goes.
Will do. Thanks
okay.
again.
Okay. All right. You're so welcome. Have a beautiful night. So Jan,
do you want to do that anonymous one? Are we going to the last?
I'm afraid. No, I think 520's been waiting a bit longer.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah. Alrighty
All
then.
Right. Here we go. And 520, are you there?
You know, I'm sorry. I just called back to listen to you guys. That's you've already read for me, though. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
How sweet of you not to. That's nice. Alrighty, where are we? So go for okay.
Okay, here
drum
we
roll.
Go.
We're gonna go to anonymous. I'm scared, Jan.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
Welcome
I'm
to
here.
The show.
Thank you.
Hi.
I'm not
come on.
I'm neither spooky nor anonymous.
Who are
you? I am on Google.
Oh, there you go. You're like okay, that's good. So can we get your name then, please?
Joanna,
hi. Welcome to Enter the Light. Have you got a question for us?
Yes, I do. I've had someone very, very dear to me in my life for the past 5 years, whom I've been, you know, supportive and encouraging and loving and everything of a good friendship and everything and whatnot. And we love each other. I'm at the point now, though, because it's like, he keeps repeating the same things, and it's like, when are you going to, you know, learn? When is the light bulb going to go off? When are you going to learn your life lesson? So I'm very frustrated, and I stopped speaking with him almost a week ago. I've distanced myself at times in the past, and, you know, and then he's like, I miss you, I love you, you know, and blah, 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 and we started speaking again. But I'm frustrated, and I don't know if this is something I should continue on with, or can I salvage this, or do I need to speak with him? I don't know. I'm just very frustrated at this point.
Okay, Jan, are you picking anything up?
I am. Hi, Joanna. I saw right away a bright yellow gold parrot while you were talking, and I also saw a monkey too. So let's see what parrot. Let's go for parrot first, real fast, and see what we have here with that message. Let's see, it goes: be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent, and it would be a good, it would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color. be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you some ideas for new growth or new direction for yourself. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamt of doing. So now is the perfect time to do that. And you work with color and light, which means healing others. And you're an excellent vocal mimic. That's what parrots do. And
oh,
so you're
okay.
also a good mediator oh. and tactful and diplomatic, especially in times of crisis.
Yes.
And so, and oh, good. Is that true too?
Yes, that is all true. Yes, it is true.
All right. Well, let's go right over to the monkey real fast to see, because I saw that clearly too. See what they want to give you. First, accept things as they are, and once you do, you'll be able to generate creative solutions for any problems you're having and put them into action. Be willing to adjust your course quickly and as necessary when fresh information, whether intuitive or logical, comes your way. And be open to new perspectives and approaches rather than getting bogged down in rigid thinking or acting. It's an important time for communication and conveyed through words, body language, and action. So pay particular attention to the fairies right now, too, and the nature spirits. So that's really neat. So I'm just going to leave you with that. You have the parrot and the monkey.
Thank you. I bless you.
Yes, same to you. Bless you, too.
Hey,
and going on to Sue.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
When you started talking, I got a big knot in my stomach.
Oh, yes.
Which it's telling me, trust your gut. Like a vicious circle.
Yes.
And then I wrote down insanity circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the definition of insanity is doing the exact same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get it.
Right.
So you have to make up your own mind. He is never going to change. He is going to be who he is. Is it something you can accept in your life and live with? Or is it time, I'm seeing scissors, like cut the string. So you have to decide
exactly.
if it's time for
exactly.
you to cut the or if it's something you can live with, because he is never, ever going to change. You're going to keep beating your head against the wall, and what you're going to do is get a concussion. So,
right, that's the conclusion I'm coming to, that he's not going to change. Exactly.
He's not. He is who he is, and you are who you are, and it's like oil and water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you can accept as a friendship and know that it's never, ever going to be anything other than a friendship, and it's never going to change. He's not going to be what you want in your life. So it might be time for you just to move on.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and that's what I have for you, hon. I'm going to pass you over to Ryan.
Thank you, and bless you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Joanne. How are you doing? I'm Ryan.
Hello. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, and I'm going to echo the other ladies there. I felt a ting. I would call it a ting in my second and third chakra. Follow your gut. I think you know what you need to do, but I get the word afraid comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I just got that from my spirit team. The word afraid comes up. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so being afraid is not a bad thing, but it's like an indicator. It's like a traffic light. They're saying you're afraid to make a decision, and being afraid it can be a negative emotion, but it also can be an indication of telling you what you should do. And following your heart. So
right.
don't worry about being afraid. Being afraid is a natural human emotion. When I was 5 years old, I was afraid to cross the street because I thought I'd be hit by a car. But when I crossed
right.
the street and I realized I wasn't hit by a car, I was no longer afraid. So put those, I don't want to say put those childish emotions away, but just don't be afraid to explore and be who you truly are and speak your truth. Because,
okay.
Joanne, when you do that, you're going to blossom. Does that make sense?
Right, I was going to say, I was going to say it sets you free, right? Yes, it does make sense. Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, be fearless, be who you truly are, and you should be good to go. That's all I'm saying.
Right, thank you. Thank you, and blessings to you as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Joanna. It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
I got a song and I got an image. And
okay.
The image I'm getting is of bubbles floating up. And these bubbles, inside one of the bubbles, it says outcome. Excuse me. So what I'm seeing here is I understand completely there's an outcome you wish would be the outcome, but you're grabbing these bubbles and they just keep bursting in your hand, like the outcome, you're reaching for it, and you're like, you're grabbing air, and they look so pretty, and you want to hold them, and you want that to be it, but I don't think so, you know? The song that comes up immediately in my head is by a singer named Bonnie Raitt, and she sang a song called Have a Heart. Have you ever heard it? If you don't love me, why don't you let me go? Right?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Now, and I also wrote here, anyone that loves you and respects you would not play this game with you. People don't mess with the people they love. You don't do that. So I'm with the other guys. I think this, take it as time, as a time of learning. You've learned about yourself. You've learned what your boundaries are. Right, you know this is about as much as you're going to take. And again, I referred to the caller before and the image of that trapeze. If you don't let go of that trapeze, you can't grab the next one, right? And I really wouldn't waste my beautiful, precious time on Earth waiting for someone, you know, hammering at a door that isn't going to open. Oy vey, your fists are going to be bleeding. You're going to be frustrated. Move on. Honestly, move on. You'll be okay. You really will. Okay, so just trust yourself and don't keep grabbing those bubbles because you'll get all soapy and icky and, your hands will feel weird. So, let go of grabbing at things that aren't going to happen. And, find that Bonnie Raitt song on YouTube and just play it because it's really cool and it just shoots that message right out there, you know.
Oh, sure. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. And bless you all. Thank you, Lynn. And you all have a wonderful evening. And thank you so much for your time.
Oh, well, thank you, for
Joanna.
Calling. We love
have
watching you
night.
When you can.
have a
lovely
night,
evening.
Joanna. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. I'm all lost. Where are we, Jen? Oh, that was anonymous. All right.
We did anonymous, and we have another one that's been waiting a long, long time. Do we want to take another one?
Oh, totally. I guess
we
got? Oh, we may not get to all callers tonight, but we'll do the best we can. And go for it, Jen.
Okay, here we go. 630? 630, are you there? Hello? Let's try again. 630? I can't.
Maybe
they're
scared.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Jen. Hang on. I'm going to put 630 on screen. You see what I just did with the green light?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So we can move on to who's next?
I believe is... Huh?
650? Jen?
Gosh, where is 650? I don't. Oh yes, 650. Here we go. Hi, 650. Welcome, Joe.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
For sure.
Okay. Can I get your name, please?
This is Lola.
Hi, Lola.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Have we got a
Thank
question
you.
Tonight?
Yes. Mm-hmm. my question is regarding my career. I recently resigned from my job, and I felt it was more of a push from spirit to do it. But it feels like I'm repeating the same pattern like before, where I'm not clear about where I'm going. And it's just, I don't know how to get myself out of it, because clarity-wise, I don't think I'll be clear easily, or it's not coming to me, and maybe something is blocking me, but I don't know how to break out of this cycle and really move on to something that can generate me an income. Yeah, I would like help in that area, please.
Okay.
All right.
So, Lola, this is Jan. And while you were talking, I could see a turquoise. The color was turquoise. It was really profound. And turquoise is a wonderful color. It associates with the heart chakra. In this heart chakra area, it's a color of a lot of beautiful energy and healing. So I'm glad that you have that color around you. But what I saw was a butterfly. That's what I saw. And it was an orange and black butterfly. So
wow.
And butterfly represents transformation and change. So that...
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like to me that is what you're needing too is kind of like a transformation. You're trying to change that whole pattern, and so transformation is what you're needing in a way. And so butterfly is coming through. Anyway, let's see what other information it gives you. It says lighten up and stop taking everything so seriously. Get ready for a big change, where an old habit, way of thinking, lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. There you go, trying to break patterns, you know what I mean? And it's time to make the changes you've been considering. There you go. In spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition, and as always, this too shall pass. Also, it says express yourself by wearing more color. And you have a great deal of vitality, and it just keeps going on about color. Color is such a nice thing to get into to help transitions, like in clothing, in decorations, in art, in music, in everything that you have around you. Just think about having a little more color with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which will help you in the cycle of change, is what they're saying. So I think that I'm just going to leave it right there for you and move on to Sue, and I wish you luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hi, Lola. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I am saying that you need to release the negativity and the doubt. You're carrying too much doubt and negativity, and it's starting to affect you physically.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and try to learn new things. Find something that you are really interested in, really passionate in, and maybe take a class on it. If you have something local that you can take a class or an online course, and try to work that into a new career path. Is there something like a hobby or something that you're really interested in?
Well, usually, like, I spend a lot of my time in metaphysical books and teachings. That's what I'm really called to do. You know, I don't get tired of it at all. But sometimes I do wonder, like, maybe I should go and take a salsa dance because I love music.
That
but
would get you
not,
out to
like,
me. It would help release the negative energy and the self-doubt. Because you're not going to move ahead and you're not going to be happy as long as you're holding on to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also picking up a healthier lifestyle, so the dance might be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating a good, healthy diet and drinking lots of water?
Not as much.
Maybe you want to try doing that and more exercise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like with the metaphysical world, if you're interested in stuff like that, maybe look along the herbal line or aromatherapy or crystal therapy, and you can always incorporate healing. I'm hearing healing. So the crystal therapy and healing work, you can do a lot with that in the metaphysical world.
Mm-hmm.
But try, let go of the doubt. You are good enough. You are strong enough. You can do it. Remind yourself that I am good enough. I am strong enough. Look in the mirror and tell yourself over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And you will move forward. But you have to find something that you really enjoy, that you're really passionate about, and that's the way that you're going to break the chains from the cycle that you keep going back to. You got to completely get away from what you're used to and take the plunge into something completely new.
Okay,
and that's what I'm getting for you, and I'm going to pass you over to Ryan.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Lola. How you doing? I'm Ryan.
Hi. Thank you, Ryan.
here comes my way to laugh. I'm just kidding. A little bit of levity there. Lola, the first thing that I picked up, in all seriousness, was apprehension in your voice, a little timid, a little shy, that kind of stuff. The people, the ladies on this wonderful show know me. They know I call a spade a spade, and I only do that because that's what my spirit team does to me. They call a spade a spade. I just translate that to the callers like you, and please don't shoot the messenger. But what they're telling me is that right now at this moment in time, you're not following your heart. Don't take that the wrong way, but you're not following your heart. You have to follow your heart. And do what feels right for you. And right now, your guides and your angels are pushing you to explore your mediumship abilities. A light worker you are. You are a light worker. And they're telling me that you're ignoring that. So maybe that's where a little bit of the apprehension is coming from. You know, you see stuff out of the corner of your eyes, like the shadow people, people from the fifth dimension. They're not scary people, but they're people who have crossed over to the light. But you have to understand that everyone born on this earth plane has mediumship abilities, and you're no exception. Yours are accelerating, and you're ignoring them a little bit. You're apprehensive. And does that make sense to you?
I know my intuition is really good, but the mediumship, honestly, I welcome it. I've been trying to kind of do an exercise to open up my third eye, but I really, in true honesty, I really didn't believe like I have that much of the ability. I thought it was more of just intuition, feeling people easily and, kind of understanding when they speak something, I know what they're really saying instead of what they are just, blurting out more of. But I don't know where I can take this. Really, if I have that ability and I can really explore it, I'm really open to it in a way, But I guess I'm just a little bit lost in where, in regards to picking up that something that can generate me an income, because this metaphysical world is my world, It's something that I enjoy a lot. But I think the direction I'm going to is where I'm lost. And I've been like this for the past, 10 plus years. So that's where I'm just, what am I not seeing? How am I blocking myself really is what I couldn't figure out.
You have to let your shields down a little bit. I'm going to call a spade here. You have to let your shields down. You have to let your shields down and relax, because Lola, I'll tell you this much, I'll be honest with you, it took me probably 6 years to figure out that I was a healer. And after I figured out I was a healer, it took me another, I don't know, 6 or 7 months to figure that stuff out, because there's no owner's manual for it. It's self-exploration, right? I mean, you're an empath. You're an empath, that I can tell you. You're an empath, but you have to be, read some books, anywhere from James Von Prague to Charlie Eric. Read the books, get yourself educated. It's going to take you about a year, but just take it slow and easy. You know that your guides are metering you on your mediumship, and don't try to rush it. Just take it easy. And there are a lot of people out there who would be willing to help you trial and error your stuff. But that's what I was getting. I was getting that you got to follow your heart, because right now you're not following your heart. You're just kind of doing things off the cuff, and you have to ignore all this stuff and just realize that you are a light worker. You're a beautiful soul, but you have to lower your shields, keep an open mind. Forget about all the religious stuff. I'm not talking down on religion by any means, but forget about all the blockages that's going on right now. And just love who you are and pay attention to your dreams. And because your guides will give you metaphorical messages through your dreams, and that is a fact. So, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because especially when it started, when she mentioned the butterfly, recently I did see it, I believe, in my dream. And turquoise is something that I love also, and I'm attracted to. So,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
everything you guys are saying, actually, it really makes sense. Thank you so much.
All right.
It's what
You're
I
welcome.
Get from my cards and everything, yeah. I appreciate
it.
Okay.
You're welcome. All
right.
Thanks. That's all I've got. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Do you want to hear from Lynn, Laura? Lola?
Sure.
Hello.
I would love that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, hi.
How much a semi-truck driver, eh? Hey, guys, wait for me. All right. Here we go. Real quick, because we're just about out of time here, but I got the image of the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, and he's going, somebody pulled my tail, and the guy goes, you're doing it yourself. You're blocking your own light, Lola. You're holding back from your heart's desire, and the lesson will be repeated until it's learned. So don't learn through suffering. Learn through a higher vibration. And as Ryan and Russ said, develop that skill and learn. Just educate yourself about path, and you'll find the teachers will show up. So don't be afraid. But good for you that you recognize the pattern you're in of doing the same thing over and over again. That's a really hopeful sign, because you're self-aware, you know, so keep paying attention to that. But what you focus on expands. So focus on manifest what you want to have happen. Give it to the universe and let go. But, there's a certain young man saying in my ear, lighten up, babe. He says that to me when I get too wound up, and he's saying it to tell you, lighten up, babe. And, so don't let that world get to you. And just full steam ahead, believe in yourself, okay? You do have it, and you are enough. So keep going.
Thank you.
Go for it, Lola. You can do it. You know, you can. You just got to believe. And don't pull your own tail. So we're going to have to pull the show to an end. So thanks, Lola. And call back. Let us know how it's going.
Thank
okay?
you all.
And
thank
you so
you.
Much.
I will.
We appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you, Lola.
Okay, real quick. Ryan, can you do your website, please?
Yes. My website is www.healingsthroughspirit.com. That's healingsthroughspirit.com.
Perfect. And that's healings plural with an S. And Jen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, plural. It's www.wefindourway.com.
wefindourway.com.
Perfect. Now, Sue, you don't have a website, but people can find you on Facebook, right?
I'm on Facebook at Sue Fields Del Amante.
Right. And there's also on our little radio show, the thing we put out for the radio show, I can't think of the word, there's a little read more, and it'll bring up a page on Sue, and you can find out a little bit of how she works and whatnot. And my website is http://lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Anyone got any last words?
Thank you for coming, everybody, and have a
Thank
great
you.
Week.
Spread the light.
Enter the light.